Arizona Guy Pitti here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to the most delicious hour on radio. I am so proud and pleased that you all tuned in like you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock deep in the heart of happy hour. We are coming to you live from my favorite beachfront bar and grill because, fellow foodies, the countdown to Cinco de Mayo is commencing in full order, and we are broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. We got great food and drink specials. We have a party atmosphere is underway, and there's only cinco more days until Cinco de Mayo, so come on down and join the party. Again, Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. Remember always to follow us on Facebook, On the Menu Live. Follow us on Twitter, On the Menu Live. Check out our gastronomic goodness gallery on Instagram. You can find us On the Menu Live everywhere. Fine food and beverages are sold. You will certainly see us. Anyway, I am pleased and privileged, fellow foodies, to bring on the show for his On the Menu Live debut. You know, when we think about who our celebrity co-hosts are going to be each and every week, these are very thoughtful, very intentional kinds of decisions. And there is a guy here who is certainly no stranger to Southern Arizona, but he doesn't call Southern Arizona home, so we have to rein him back, reel him back to Tucson every so often. He is fellow foodie, spirits enthusiast, and real estate guru in the beautiful city of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome back to the old Pueblo, my friend. Mike Cotter is here.
Well, what a pleasure. Thank you, Matt.
Nice to see you, brother.
It's great to be seen. Thank you.
I tell you what, you and I go back a long time.
We do. I think we first met when you lost your arm in that meat slicer accident.
That's exactly right. But, you know, the beauty of prosthetics, no one ever knows.
No.
But you and I had the opportunity to actually share the same workplace, flipping burgers and tending bar at the Bum Steer almost 30 years ago, Mike.
It's impossible to think it's been that long. I mean, yeah. It's just astonishing. Right?
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, really.
But so we made it through the Bum Steer, you know, with one less limb.
Well, you know, and picked up some gifts that keep on giving over time. Well, anyway, that's a whole other
thing. It was only an hour show.
No, right. Sorry.
But anyway, so you decided that Southern Arizona, you know, just, you know, for whatever reason, it wasn't doing what it needed to do for you, and you decided that Albuquerque, New Mexico is where the Cotter family needed to set down.
You know what? It's simply too beautiful here, and frankly, far too safe. So we opted to live in Albuquerque, which delivers on both of those things.
Of course it does. Yeah. So how long have you been in Albuquerque?
Oh, good Lord. So we ended up in Albuquerque in 98. I can't even think. That's what, 18 years ago.
Yeah, a long time
ago. I mean, I'm practically a native.
Yeah, right.
I can knife fight with the best of them.
But you come back. Desert calls.
We do.
And you get back here as frequently as you possibly can. Now, for some guy who, you know, you went to school here, you worked here, you made friends for life here, and then you left us, Mike Cotter.
Well, if you can talk to a lot of people, that's my MO, is I actually make really good friends with people, and they start to depend on me, and then I take off. It's worked for me so far.
Right.
So,
let me ask you this. When you come back to Tucson, there's probably a list of things you want to do, of places you want to go, of food you want to eat, of drinks you want to drink. Do you have kind of a short list of must-haves when you come back home to Tucson?
Well, Greasy Tony's. Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore. Although you can go to Boca, because that's in the Greasy Tony space. Boca Tacos and Tequila, their tagline is, "Our salsa is hotter than your wife." Chef Maria Maison can stand behind that.
Yeah, Tony actually sweat into his food, so it's hard to replace that. But yeah, I mean, there's so many really cool things about Tucson, and so many good memories. I mean, you know, all over town, from Minadito to you know, just a million different places.
Right.
I mean, and what's really cool is when we come back, there's always something new going on. I mean, you're very good at introducing us to really cool places like this one at Finney's Landing and other places that we wouldn't have remembered. You know, my year in the 80s was dirt bags, a part of throwing up.
Right.
And, and these are things that, and of course the Bum Steer and Cactus Moon and things like that. I mean, these were integral to my formative drinking years.
Of course. Right. Yeah, very important time in our life. Now, you worked at Cactus Moon as well, right?
I did.
You ran the place, as I recall.
Well, I don't know about running the place. You know, I was one of the managers there, and certainly there were some awesome people there, Mike Markaby and Davis Ryle and Frank Ryle, his father, and a lot of things I learned from that group and worked with them across the country. It was great. It was really, really good.
Now, there's some people equate. So they sort of look at Tucson, take a snapshot, look at Albuquerque, take a snapshot, and they say there's a lot of similarities between Tucson and Albuquerque as municipalities. I'm interested to know, as our listeners, how would you kind of define the food scene in Albuquerque and compare and contrast that with what you sort of grew up on here in your college days in Tucson?
Yeah, so, I mean, Tucson, to me, really is the baseline for Mexican food. I mean, it's a lot of northern Mexican food, a lot of grilled meats, a lot of cilantro and just brilliant flavors all brought together. Where Albuquerque, I would call it the capital of Mexican food only because it's the crossroads. It's where,
right.
You know, Texas and Colorado and Albuquerque with the Indian influence. I mean, you have a very, you know, strong Navajo influence. So you have sopapillas and fried bread and all these things incorporated into the food there. And no matter what kind of food you like, you can find, well, Mexican food, you can find it in Albuquerque. As far as there's a bit of a desert when it comes to, well, pun intended, I guess, but a bit of a desert when it comes to finding, you know, good Chinese or good other types of ethnic food. But there's some sprinkled here and there. But when it comes to Mexican food, Albuquerque probably rules the roost only because of all the different influences that seem to hub there. But I'm still fond. I mean, hey, I grew up in Tucson, and I love it. I, you know, bring me La Pria Suiza, or bring me that grilled thing going on, and I'm all over it.
Now, when I was, and you and your beautiful wife, Stacy, were kind enough to host Nancy and me at your home a few weeks ago, and boy, we had a great time, we drove through Hatch.
Okay.
So we go to Albuquerque, you drive through Hatch, and of course Hatch is considered to be sort of the capital, the worldwide capital for this green chili. Now, what is it about that Hatch chili that has created such a, you know, the magnitude of this brand of the Hatch chili can't be understated.
Well, you know what? It's like anything else. I think that Hatch enjoys that one little area where it gets just enough heat and it gets just enough rain and the soil is just sandy enough that you grow these really amazing, basically Anaheim chilies.
Right, right.
And that's part of the fun and that's part of the culture of living in Albuquerque is we, every August, we go and have fresh green chili roasted in these big tumblers, and then we sit down in the driveway and get inebriated and peel and package these chilies.
That's
right?
What we do.
And then we put them on everything. We put them on everything. And so it's one of those, it's just one of those regional things that the flavor is fantastic. And once you get addicted to it, once the needle's in the arm, so to speak,
right.
You just can't get away from it.
Seriously. I love it. Just the aroma of the freshly roasted Hatch chili. Now we're here celebrating, the impending arrival of Cinco de Mayo. So we have five more days, until Cinco de Mayo happens. Now, you know how Southern Arizona celebrates this milestone moment in the history of the country of Mexico. Is Albuquerque, is there a similar kind of celebration? How do you celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Albuquerque?
Well, I mean, how Albuquerque celebrates Cinco de Mayo and how I celebrate Cinco de Mayo might be a little bit different. I mean, Albuquerque, you know, the bars have the Mexican beer thing going on. I mean, I personally celebrate every French defeat at the hands of anybody, which really leads me to a celebration almost every night. But that's entirely different and really doesn't have anything to do with Pueblo or the fact.
Right, of course, right. Of course. Yeah. And, you know, and of course, there's one in every crowd that celebrates Mexican Independence Day.
Ooh,
and then, and
yeah,
I got to say, no, that's in September. Right. That was,
which is a great holiday
yeah.
and another fantastic reason, frankly, to celebrate.
Of course, why not?
Right, why not?
Now, are you much of a tequila guy? Where are you on the whole agave scene?
Well, if I'm not actually rubbing it on myself, I like to drink it neat without salt or lime or anything.
Good.
Like that.
No adulterations whatsoever.
No training wheels, so to speak.
Right, you know, exactly. Yeah. Now, when you're not doing agave, when you're not doing tequila, now, are you fascinated by this renaissance of the whiskey culture here in the United States?
Oh, my God. So I got to tell you, I have been a huge fan of bourbons and scotches and everything in between. And so, yeah, this idea that the expansion and this kind of really fun boutique-y thing going on with people, you know, doing their own blends and doing their own thing, I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. And what a great reason, yet again, to celebrate every French defeat.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're here.
Yes, this is why we're here.
So when you and I were at the U of A together almost 30 years ago, there was one craft brewer in Arizona, frankly, and it was General Benz.
Oh,
General
sure.
Benz was the very first yep. one. Now, you know, Barrio Brewing Company sort of assuming the mantle there. Now we have seen there's probably been a new brewery opening in southern Arizona since we just started the show of 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Has Albuquerque seen this huge boom in the craft beer scene?
There has been an explosion of brewers. And even some distillers now really picking up in the Albuquerque area. And it's fun. I mean, it's really, really fun to watch. It doesn't mean that all of it is fantastic, but to be honest, when everybody's out there trying to compete and do really cool things, even if they have 10 that are not good, there's usually one or two that you're like, wow, this is really, really fantastic. And that's half the fun, is going out and being able to drink something that not only is locally sourced or, you know, created by the hands that you're looking at or talking to across the bar, which is always fascinating to me because there's a learning component to that. But at the same time, it's being able to expand and see what these guys come up with. Like, you know, hey, I just, you know, brewed this beer out of, treated 2x4s. You really need to check it out, and you do, and you're like,
I'm writing
wow,
that one down.
That's surprisingly good. I mean, I thought Mescal was the only person that distilled with treated 2x4s.
We're talking to Mike Cotter. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour in this beachfront broadcast of On the Menu Live. Mike, thanks for steering the ship with us. We're going to be taking a little break here. Thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, speaking of tequila, we're going to be talking with Todd Hanley of the Hotel Congress. He's got a thing or two up his sleeves when it comes to celebrating agave in all of its magnificence, and you do not want to miss one delicious sip. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, fellow foodies. It's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another happy hour here at Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. Having a great time. You know, the tide is just rolling in. It's a high tide happy hour here at Finney's Landing, and we are celebrating the impending arrival of Cinco de Mayo, which is, this is a place that takes its Cinco seriously. We're going to be talking with our good friend Andrew Carlin. He's the mixology maven here at Finney's Landing. He actually has produced a commemorative cocktail that is just right for the celebration that's going to be rolling out here on Cinco de Mayo just next week. We're also going to be checking in with Executive Chef Tim, Tiki Tim Stevens, certainly no stranger to this broadcast. He's the Executive Chef here at Finney's Landing, and he's going to be talking about what Cinco de Mayo looks like at the center of the plate. Always a lot of fun talking with Tiki Tim Stevens and talking about some great Cinco de Mayo cuisine. Anyway, speaking of Cinco de Mayo, there's a guy in this community who really loves to celebrate the magnificence, the wisdom, the wonder of the agave. And fellow foodies, there is no place better than Southern Arizona to appreciate and to celebrate what agave is. And you must take part in this week-long series of celebrations at the Hotel Congress. And here is our good friend talking about what he loves most about agave, my good friend Todd Hanley. Todd, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Matt. How are you? So good to be on your show. Thank you very much.
Always love having you, man. We're about to hoist some tequila here in your absence. Wish you were here, brother, but I know you're busy and there's only so much Todd to go around. But anyway, you guys yeah. are doing some amazing stuff with agave, and you have created this experience that I think is unrivaled really across the country, nay, the globe. What do you love about agave, and how are you going to be celebrating it downtown?
Well, I mean, we turned this, what was once Agave Fest into an Agave Heritage Weekend. You know, it starts on Tuesday with a wonderful concert at the Rialto Theater. It ends on Sunday with our Build Your Own Bloody Maria Bar. But the two signature events are the Agave Heritage Dinner on Friday at the Carriage House with Janos and our chefs, and then the Agave Fest, you know, the big boy, the one that takes place on Saturday, May 7th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yeah, it's just been a great, great preparation leading up to it, because we've just seen things kind of take on a life of its own, quite frankly.
Yeah, exactly. And so. and just a few years ago, you started doing the Agave Fest, the event, this hallmark event downtown at Hotel Congress. And every year, you just keep kicking it out a little bit more, a little bit bigger. And now you've created this entire week that really is starting to earn, I think, national attention, Todd.
And I would say that, you know, without boasting too much, there is no event like this in the world. I mean, I've not done a lot of research, but adding all of the kind of components of entertainment, art, culture, obviously the heritage food that Sonora is known for, agave plants, it's really what's best about Tucson, what's best about the Sonoran desert, the Sonoran culture. I'm so, so proud to be a part of it and excited to see it continue to, like you said, take these, what I consider to be small but very, very important steps towards what will become even a bigger event next year. But this year we're looking forward to some fantastic events, and we're looking forward to partnerships to continue to grow. So it's real exciting times for the Hotel Congress in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
I want to make sure that all of our listeners know that all of the information about this entire week of festivities downtown that Hotel Congress has helped to inspire, helped to pioneer, you can find at hotelcongress.com. Everything about this great dinner that Todd just talked about, everything that's happening downtown, you have to go to hotelcongress.com to get all the information. Now, Todd, let's talk about May 7th. So this is the, what, 8th annual Agave Fest now?
8th annual, yes. It started off, you know, 8 years ago as Tequila Fest. It has now turned into Agave Heritage Week, with Agave Fest being, you know, the public signature event. But yeah, it's from 6 to 9 p.m. There's a lot happening this weekend, but, you know, we feel like we have a great value for $35. You're going to taste. I just talked to the food and beverage director, and we have over 60 varieties of mezcal, tequila, bacanora, sotal. Our food and beverage director also paired some regional foods that are going to go with all the wonderful agave spirits. Music from Tesoro, which is a fantastic local band that can kind of morph into anything you want them to be, you want them to. And the one thing that kind of everybody loves is the cocktail competition. We added our bar to the cocktail competition. It's a great way for people to see how you can take agave spirits and mix them into fantastic cocktails.
It's going to be so much fun. Now, did I hear you right? I mean, our co-host just sort of shook his head thinking that there's just no way. But you said over 60 tequilas, mezcals, bacanoras, and sotols are going to be there on parade in the courtyard of the Hotel Congress. Did you say 60, Todd Hanley?
That's what he said. So if he's not right, then we'll string Alt up. I won't take the bullet for this one, but I just spoke to him. So
I'm not...
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: with all of those great agave spirits, do you what's the Todd Hanley strategy? You know, you only have a couple of hours there at the Hotel Congress to really absorb and experience it,
and you must taste them all.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and it's funny because I had I love mezcal. I mean, I obviously discovered it as I started to become a bigger part of the coordination of this event and the complexity of the drink. It's obviously what everybody calls a smoky tequila, but that doesn't do it any justice. It has so many flavors, and there's the beauty of it is the personalities of the producers out of Mexico really kind of highlight the product. I always start with, if I was giving some suggestions, find the Bacanoras, the Sotals, and then get those out of the way right away, because there's not a lot of those. Those are very limited because there's just not a huge production of them. And then you go to your mezcals and then finish with, you know, your tequilas, because everybody knows what tequila tastes like. So you start with kind of the harder to get and you make your way up to the more mainstream.
That would be
my approach.
Great approach. I'm going to follow that word for word. Again, we're talking to Todd Hanley from Hotel Congress. Agave Fest is happening on May the 7th down in the beautiful, magnificent courtyard of Hotel Congress, 6 to 9 p.m. You have agave and surround sound. Tickets are still available, right, Todd?
They are. They absolutely are. They're going fast. We're starting to pick up momentum. There was so much going on, but now that we're heading into the final stretch, we're starting to see the tickets click away quick. Well, we'll have plenty, so don't wait too long, but you don't have to rush to the website right now. If you take a little time, don't get in a hurry, don't crash, don't get in a car accident.
Yeah, we don't want you
like
to do that
if you're driving around.
Todd Hanley, always so much fun having you on the show. I am going to be looking forward to emceeing the Agave Fest as I do every year. It's a personal privilege for me. And anyway, keep doing what you're doing, and all hail agave. We'll see you next week, man.
All right, thanks, Matt. It's always great to talk to you.
You too, brother. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And yes, ladies, he's back. We're going to be talking to mixology maven Andrew Carlin from Finney's Landing, talking about what does Cinco de Mayo look like in a glass. And you do not want to miss one delicious sip of what this guy has to share. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancredi Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
We're back. It's On the Menu Live, and we are just kind of sitting at the dock of the bay, as it were, at Finney's, at Landing, our favorite beachfront bar and grill, another northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan, with my libating celebrity co-host, the Honorable Mike Cotter, having a great time.
I am having a great time.
Sucking down some suds.
This looks awesome, doesn't
this
it?
This is what we do.
I mean, really.
Every
all
Saturday.
All your listeners should take a look at what we're doing right here.
Yeah,
really appreciate
that's right.
It. Yeah.
And all of these great photos are going to be posted to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our Instagram page. Again, On the Menu Live, everywhere online you will find us. And there's a guy that you don't have to look too far to find. When you walk into the open arms of Finney's Landing, he is the guy that keeps the mixology program fun and fresh. Andrew Carlin.
Thanks for having me back, Matt. How
nice
are you?
To see you, dude.
Nice to see you, too.
I mean, every time I see you, I just smile, really, because you're always shaking something fun, stirring something fun. It's almost this libation laboratory that you always got going on, and yeah. I just want to be you for like a weekend.
You seem to have the same effect on everybody as well.
Anyway, Cinco de Mayo, 5 more days.
Is that it?
You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready. We've got a full menu lined up and some fun drinks going out, and Cinco de Mayo is always a fun time of year for us.
Lots of fun. We're going to be talking
right
with we're going to talk to Tiki Tim about what Cinco de Mayo looks like at the center of the plate. What kind of cuisine is sort of a must have for Cinco de Mayo? But you know, you got to live it on this day that Mike celebrates with great enthusiasm.
Yes, indeed.
How do we libate at Finney's Landing on Cinco de Mayo? I mean, I understand that you've actually created a commemorative cocktail. Before we dive deep into that, what sort of things go through your mind when you say, I want to create the perfect cocktail to represent this holiday the right and responsible, authentic way?
So, I mean, anytime we're creating cocktails, we want to think about the season that it falls in. And thinking of Cinco de Mayo, that's the spring. And we're just ushering in the spring. So we want to use fresh flavors, new flavors. We want to keep it kind of light. We want it to be refreshing and showcase few flavors, but big flavors that you can really appreciate.
You know, one of the most important things to me in a cocktail is the alcohol.
Absolutely.
So you guys always take that into consideration, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Because, yeah. I mean, and especially the season.
The season's important.
Well, but
season's
there's like
important.
A 12-month alcohol season that you really have to be.
Yes.
That's right. I mean, it's a 12-month experience.
Right. Yeah, and cage-free alcohol.
Cage-free, yeah, of course. This is a responsible commitment. That's right. So
free-range alcohol.
I love it. Yeah, free-range.
Well, do you have that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's in this cocktail for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Okay, so here you are. You're revealing now. Before our listeners, the commemorative cocktail to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Now, is this going to be available then on Thursday and then through the weekend?
Through the weekend. Thursday through the weekend, and it's the Basil Bandito.
The Basil Bandito.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say.
So, you know, in playing with spring flavors, I think of herbaceous flavors, and we wanted to use a savory herb instead of a sweet herb, and I go right to basil. The anise flavor really plays off the tequila, and this is going to be charred pineapple that's muddled with basil and a little bit of sugar.
Oh, my gosh.
And then,
that sounds fantastic.
It's Roger Klein's Silver Mexican Moonshine, which has a nice blue agave flavor.
The Jimmy Buffett of the Baja.
Yeah. And
love it.
It's those three ingredients. It's unadulterated, and you get to taste the tequila. You let the smoky char on the pineapple really complement the agave flavor, and the herbaceous basil really comes through in the front with the nose. So
wow, very nice.
He's getting herbaceous.
Yeah, I actually kind of want
a sip of that.
A knife and a fork.
Yeah, I know. Now, you talked about, okay, so this looks like a grilled pineapple.
It is a
there are
pineapple.
Grill marks on your fruit garnish, Andrew
yes.
Carlin.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, I'm going in.
Okay, careful. So you said it's unadulterated?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. I'm usually adulterated is what I go for.
Okay. Does that come in a venti?
Seriously.
Put some
you want, Matt.
That, okay, good answer. That again, when you're thinking about a great cocktail, we talk about balance, okay? Mm-hmm. So one of the things, and Mike, you and I were just talking about this today. I love a cocktail that has wonderful flavor profiles, but you're not compromising the spirit, the foundation of that spirit, of that agave.
Yeah, so we want to complement that flavor of the agave. We don't want to hide it. So using the pineapple, which has a wonderful acidic quality to it that's not too sweet, really brings out some of the favorable notes in the agave. And the herbaceous basil, we think, really complements the spring atmosphere of the drink.
I got to tell you, one of the things Matt and I have talked about at length in the past is that we really like our liquor straight. I mean, it's just you end up there eventually at some point.
Yes, you do.
Crying.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
You know, at 3 a.m. looking in a mirror with a pop. Anyway, that's a different show. But the nose on this, I mean, the fact that you can actually, it is just brilliant. This is so amazing that I don't even know how to describe it. It's great. It's like one of the, frankly, I wouldn't say this if I didn't mean it. It's one of the finest cocktails I've ever had, ever.
Well, those are big words.
You. Yeah, so right when you get in the cocktail, that's what the purpose of the basil garnish is. You get it right in the nose. You get a little bit of the flavor of the drink, but the grilled pineapple garnish also, when you eat that afterwards, it cleanses your palate, but you also get some of that awesome bitter char flavor.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Andrew Carlin, the mixology maven here at Finney's Landing. He has custom crafted in his libation laboratory. There's a lot of alliteration for this show. The Basil Bandito, which is going to be showcased on Thursday all the way through the weekend. Please consider a Cinco de Mayo festivities here at Finney's Landing. I think we're going to have a couple more of these and call it a day.
Awesome.
Andrew, always fun partying with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me back.
We are going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to do some eating. We're going to roll up our sleeves and eat with Tiki Tim Stevens in this live broadcast from Finney's Landing in the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
A 16-year-old.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Now that summer is officially within sight, the good guys at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room in Main Gate Square will be turning up the heat for a summer barbecue bash on May 21st. This smoking hot event runs from 4 to 8 p.m. with ice-cold local craft beers from Dragoon Brewing Company, custom cocktails featuring Tucson's own Whiskey Del Bac, and a parade of locally raised pigs, courtesy of E&R Pork. Choose the whole hog plate with all the fixings for only $15, or do what I do and go all the way with all-you-can-eat hog for only $22. How will I be preparing for another summer in Tucson? With pigs, whiskey, and beer, of course. It's the Summer Barbecue Bash on May 21st at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room, 943 East University Boulevard. I'll see you there.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are having too much fun. More fun than human beings should be allowed to have, Mike Cotter.
Well, I agree. At least in the state of Arizona, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what that means.
It's amazing to think how quickly a Basil Bandito can disappear.
Unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, just burning some fruit, I didn't think it would give you the kind of flavor and the profile that this thing is so good. I mean, how do you not come here and drink like 18 of these?
That's how.
Not that you would.
Of course. Right. All in moderation.
Right.
Just drink one at a time.
Right.
One, yeah. We're talking to Mike Cotter. He's our celebrity co-host visiting back home in Tucson from his home in Albuquerque. You know, I just want to take a second to thank all of our sponsors without whom we simply would not be able to broadcast every Saturday at 5 o'clock. Acacia, Real Food and Cocktails, Alfonso, Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, Tucson Originals, Jerry's Cigars, and Russell Public Communications. Always a great dealing with that great network of sponsors. And again, please support them and let them know that you heard about them on this show. Well, there's a guy here in this community who a lot of people have heard about. He's one of the busiest, hardest working, genuine, authentic guys in the entire culinary scene here in Southern Arizona. And I'm one of his biggest fans. He's the executive chef here at Finney's Landing. A guy who knows a thing or two about Cinco de Mayo, our good friend Tim, Tiki Tim Stevens.
Well, thanks, Matt, for having me.
Jeff, nice to see you, brother. You look great. I'll have what you're having.
He is a handsome man.
He is a very handsome man.
I have a bit of a chef crush.
I mean, Andrew Carlin comes in, you know, the ladies go crazy. Tiki Tim sits down.
No,
we're getting calls for his number. You're a happily married man, though, aren't you, Tiki Tim?
Yes.
All right. You didn't think we were going to go there, did you?
No, I didn't.
Anyway, and before we talk about Cinco de Mayo on the menu, let me ask you, I can't remember how the whole Tiki Tim thing got started. How did that name appear on your curriculum vitae?
So the Tiki Tim thing started back in college, believe it or not, before I even met Finney, the Tiki aficionado of Tucson. I built a tiki bar in my college kitchen dorm, and thatch roof and all. It was the after party place, tropical drinks, rum like crazy.
Rum like crazy.
And yeah. They like that in the dorms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's our hashtag of the day, rum like crazy.
Rum like crazy.
Right on. Well, it's always so nice of you to open up your house here and let us make a lot of noise and talk about food and beverage. So Cinco de Mayo is 5 days away. Now, I asked Andrew Carlin, I said, dude, are you ready? And he says, I am ready. Bring it. Now, I'm here on great holidays. You guys do St. Patrick's Day great. You do Fat Tuesday great. Cinco de Mayo is something that I know you and your team at the back of the house are really working hard. Are you, Chef Tiki Tim, ready for Thursday?
Absolutely ready.
He's got the look of confidence.
He looks far too sober. I don't
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, he looks like a serious
still
man.
On the clock right it's, now.
He's still on the clock, right.
I did
again,
see that
I'm not sure what that reference
tempted.
Means. I don't.
So what's going on in Cinco de Mayo? I mean, it's happening on Thursday, but that's not the end of the celebrations, and you're going to be talking about what you guys are going to be doing through the weekend. But what does Cinco de Mayo look like at the center of the plate here at Finney's Landing?
So we're definitely not strangers to Cinco. Honestly, I'm a little biased, but I think we throw the best Cinco de Mayo party in all the foothills.
Ooh, big words. I love it. I love it.
So we're going to kick off the weekend on Thursday with a bunch of fabulous food specials, mariachi band we have every year. They'll be in at around 7:30, so definitely be here by then. On the plate end of things, in the past, we've introduced our El Perro Wapo, our Sonoran-style hot dog, which is just phenomenal. And we've had our Chabasco Elote, which is our Mexican street corn. We're going to bring those back. Actually, the Perro Wapo, it was so popular, we had a menu on the big menu. But we've got a couple new additions that we're going to introduce off a new menu that we'll be releasing in about 2 weeks. So to start things off, we've got this new agua chile verde ceviche, which is a blistered chili and lime base scallop ceviche.
Oh, that sounds
It's got a really beautiful green hue, very fresh, the crispness of the lime, and then the little bit of subtle heat from the peppers.
Gorgeous. Yeah. And I love it when he blisters.
That's there's ointment for that.
ointment.
We'll talk about that.
That comes on the side in a little ramekin. Now, that sounds gorgeous, Chef.
Yeah. On top of that, we've got a new grilled oyster that we'll be menuing. We take our Green Goddess dressing, which is an avocado-based dressing, a little bit of panko breadcrumbs, a little bit of Parmesan. We grill all that right on the broiler. We give it a little flash in the salamander, get everything nice and bubbly up top, nice and brown. Mm. That's a tremendous new addition to our menu that we'll be rolling out in 2 weeks, but it will be available next weekend for Cinco de Mayo.
Now, for the people who don't know, a salamander is a small lizard. I'm not sure how they use it, but
it's a fire-breathing salamander.
So what we do
is we pinch its tail, and then it spits out these flames, and that's how we get it.
That's how we do
our blistering around here.
Brilliant.
Are you saying, Tiki Tim, that the new menu that's going to be rolling out here in just a couple of weeks, you're actually just kind of teasing the community with a couple of the new items that you're rolling them out here on Cinco de Mayo?
Exactly.
Love it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, tell us more about this marching band.
The marching band, they march in place. Actually, they may even move around a little bit, but the mariachis, we have them out every single de Mayo.
Right on.
This year they'll be out at 7:30, and they usually play about a half hour or so. They've got a bunch of stops to make in town. So,
yeah. There was a band years ago. We'd go down to Nogales at El Cid. I don't know if you've
Oh,
El
many
Cid,
times.
So El Cid,
I don't think I'm allowed in there
and
anymore.
It's gone, but... That being said, the mariachis there were fantastic, but they were all brass, and they would come to your table and play in your face until you paid them to leave.
Right.
Yeah, it was awesome when they were at somebody else's table.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do bring out some world-class talent here. I mean, I think your live music program here at Finney's is probably one of the best around, and when you're bringing in the best of the best to entertain and to perform on Cinco de Mayo, that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, for people that are coming in that are kind of used to the whole kind of Finney's experience, when they come in on Cinco de Mayo, they're going to obviously have some great items to choose from on this kind of special side, but your full menu is still going to be available that night?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we've already put ourselves on the map for having great tacos, and that's pretty much what draws everybody in. A huge selection of Mexican cervezas and bottles. It really, Taco Tuesday here is the place to be in the foothills. And you know, we'll have a line out the door all night for Cinco.
A line out the door. Now, that was back in the day when you and I were at the Bum Steer. That sort of atmosphere was typical for us on a Wednesday, White Wednesday.
Right.
Line out the door.
Right. Well, you know, the best place to go is whoever has the longest line.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, people do. They show up early, and you know, you guys do a great turn here. And I love what you guys have really embraced the spirit of what Cinco de Mayo is. And you've done that authentically, just like Andrew said, in this great cocktail. Because, you know, you can cut a whole lot of corners in this business. When it comes down to grilling the garnish, that's beautiful. When it comes down to blistering, these are the kinds of things that you can, frankly, get away with not doing in the kitchen. But Tiki Tim says, you know, we have a kind of a client base that expects that extra level of service.
Yeah.
Well, I've watched the food come out. I mean, I've been sitting here for the last about 30 minutes watching the food come out of the kitchen, and it looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we're actually going to be putting some of your very bold words to the test when we sink our teeth into some of your majesty, as it were. But now Thursday is happening Cinco de Mayo here, but the party's going to be going through all weekend, right?
All weekend, yeah. So Friday will be your day of rest and recuperation. Or
speak for yourself,
retaliation. But, I mean, feel free to come down Friday. We'll have you know, Bloody Marys going all day, Micheladas, Hair of the Dog. Saturday is going to be the big night, though. Saturday we will be having a happy hour with Roger Klein's street crew from Roger Klein Moonshine, and which is a spirit that we're featuring in the Basil Bandito here. And later that night we're going to have Justin Valdez y Los Guapos. It's a Latin surf rock bossa nova band.
How fun. Pack the house. So much fun.
I think they owe me royalties. That's,
yes,
my
they do.
Stage name.
What a coincidence.
Los Guapo.
Roger Klein, don't you love what he's done on the whole tequila scene? I mean, he's the Jimmy Buffett of the Baja.
Sure.
You know, you actually see him performing live concerts up and down, you know, Rocky Point. He's here, you know, sort of regularly. And he's got pretty decent stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been blown away with the reception that we've had for his tequilas. We carry the Silver, the Repo, and the Añejo. We actually tried all three in the Basil Bandito. The Silver is nice and crisp, and we decided to go with that. Andrew did a bang-up job on this cocktail here.
Seriously.
And we're really excited to have the Moonshine people out here. They're great ambassadors. They know how to throw a party, and... yeah, absolutely ecstatic to have them.
And one of the things I love about the tequilas on the whole Roger Klein spectrum is they are really meant to go with food. So when you see them at these tastings, they actually have different food items to pair with the Blanco, with the Repo, with the Añejo, everywhere from, you know, a gorgeous cheese all the way up to a really dark chocolate that goes with that Añejo. So these are really forward-thinking folks on the spirit scene. Dee is the one on the crew that I particularly like to spend time with because she, you know, she just has a passion for the agave. So that's happening all weekend long. We're talking to Tiki Tim Stevens. He's the executive chef here at Finney's Landing, talking about Cinco de Mayo on Thursday, a day of rest, as it were, he says, Mike.
I'm sure the French lost something.
Yes, exactly. And then Saturday is this just amazing party that's happening here at Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. And we also talked about this new menu that you're rolling out. Now, whenever a chef kind of changes things up on the menu, you know, I get a little nervous, Tiki Tim. You know, because I know that there's going to be some new items, and I know that there's only the paper is only so big, which means that when you bring on new items, there are some items
a favorite
that have to unfortunately say goodbye. So I don't even know how to ask this question. I mean, I have some of my own favorites that I hope are going to be retained, but can you? I mean, the Chubasco burger is not going anywhere, right, Tiki Tim?
I'm sorry to say, Matt, but. Of course it's not going anywhere.
God.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
The panic
I was sweating.
On Matt's face.
Oh, my gosh.
All your viewers just saw the sheer fear.
The sheer fear. Yeah. What I love about the burger program here is that you can have it a number of different sets. And you can do, you know, different preparations. And you can do that with a burger. You can do that with a chicken breast. You can do that with a fillet of salmon. And you can do talk about some of the different styles. The Chubasco is my favorite because it's got that great Chubasco aioli. It's got some wonderful, I think it's applewood smoked bacon.
Pecan smoked
bacon. Fried jalapenos. I mean, I love to do that on the salmon and on the burger. But talk about some of the other preparations on those sandwiches.
So we also, on the topic of Chubasco, we have a Chubasco barbecue burger. It's got that same familiar spicy, smoky flavor as the Chubasco burger itself. But it's a barbecue setup, bacon, cheddar, and onion rings. We also have a Coco Nito that's kind of like a teriyaki burger of ours with a rum coconut glaze, fresh grilled pineapple, Swiss cheese. The PCH, named after Pacific Coast Highway, obviously. Pepper Jack cheese, avocado, and pico de gallo. All the platforms that we have, we took a lot of time and effort into making sure that it'll pair well with all the different proteins that we have to offer. Like you mentioned, the salmon, all-natural chicken breast, the Harris Ranch burger, and our black bean burger as well.
Fantastic. So the new menu is going to be rolling out when, Tim?
We're shooting for the Monday after Cinco. It just depends on how many basil banditos everyone has over the course of the weekend.
As many as I can.
Exactly. Well, we're showing good progress here in this live broadcast. Anyway, so we're talking to Chef Tiki Tim Stevens. Now, you brought out some things for us to try, and I love it when you do that. So we haven't eaten in several days, Mike, so we're famished. Where would you suggest we begin our tasting, Chef?
Well, we can go ahead and start right here with our new grilled oyster plate. Right now it's menued as grilled oyster, but I'm sure we'll be jazzing up that name to fit our theme.
I think grilled oyster is very creative.
Extraordinary.
I've always been a fan of simple, powerful, direct. I mean,
sure.
This is
okay.
Beautiful.
So again, the oysters are plated up on a bed of salt. Is that right? That's rock salt.
Yep.
Which you have to do, right? Where did that idea come from when you're serving oysters, sort of open on the shell to serve them on a bed of rock salt?
Well, honestly, Matt, I couldn't even.
So that's okay. That's all right.
Let me hold this up for the camera.
Wait. Tune into some TV show. Now, when I do raw oysters, obviously I'm a shuck and a slurp and a repeat guy.
Right.
Right. Is there a protocol for taking these oysters down here at Finney's?
I mean, honestly, I do the same thing.
All right. Even with these gorgeous grilled oysters? All right. So
what do you got? Check the temperature first before you shoot it down.
Yeah. What do you got going on in here?
Okay. So these are Gulf Coast farmed oysters, right up there on the highest sustainability level that you can have for oysters. Green Goddess dressing, which is actually a vinaigrette, but it's made with avocado, so it's a nice and tight avocado and herbal dressing. And then some buttered panko and Parmesan.
Very nice.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Lemon's beautiful. Yeah. Buttered panko. So don't just throw some breadcrumbs on the top.
Right.
You give it a little bit of that, that moistness with the butter. And the oysters are absolutely beautiful, just beautifully tender. The sweetness still comes through from those oysters. And, again, you can cut corners and buy oysters anywhere. You choose not to do that.
That's right.
And that's really important, right? It makes a difference.
Yeah. I mean, maybe
these are
we'll
locally
touch on it.
Sourced oysters, right?
As local as they come.
Okay, good.
Gulf of Mexico.
That's where we want them to come. All right, these are gorgeous oysters. Great place to start. And again, they plate up beautifully. You've got this wonderful, sort of picturesque, a lot of color coming off that plate. So we wanted to remind our listeners these wonderful oysters are on the new menu, rolling out the Monday after Cinco de Mayo, no matter how many basil banditos Tim has. He's ready to go in and go in big. Gorgeous flavor. I love those.
Thank you.
Where are we going now?
Okay, so this is part of our new entree program, which we're expanding on right now. This is called our Gaucho Asada. It's a grilled adobo marinated carne asada served with house chimichurri. And for the first time in 4 years, we're bringing rice into the equation.
Talk about that. Is this locally sourced rice?
It's free-range rice.
Free-range rice. For the first time in 4 years, you're bringing rice onto the plate?
Yes.
Now, how did that come about?
Honestly, rice just gets everywhere. It gets smushed into the floor, smushed into the upholstery, and
You harvested all that.
Yes.
And nice. And brought it to the restaurant.
Exactly.
My God. Genius. Absolute genius.
All right. But, so I'm gonna take a bite of this after we do our trivia question. And I want to remind all of our listeners that you are the first one that sends us a note with the right answer to the trivia question is going to get a gift certificate to experience Finney's Landing. In fact, Tiki Tim, for yourself, if you were the first person in with the right answer. Now, have you thought about a fun trivia question to ask our listeners? You haven't. That's all right.
Well, I want to play. Do I get to play?
Here we are on the fly. Make something up, Tim.
Make something up.
Oh, we'll hum the theme to Jeopardy. Something fun, something fresh. Do you know how many beers you have on tap here?
We have 10 beers on tap.
Oh, that was going to be the question. You just gave the answer, but that's okay.
Okay.
You could ask, is he lying?
Is he lying? Oh, gosh. All right. This is a spontaneous moment that has happened right here
Name
on Mini Life.
All of the mother sauces.
All right. How about this? You guys have a great hot sauce.
Yes.
That you have, now don't say the name, Tim. You have a great hot sauce that has really grown from something that you served on the side on day one to a sauce that has just gone through the roof. You're bottling it. it now. You're packaging it. You can't go anywhere in southern Arizona without finding the Finney's Landing hot sauce. And it comes in three different varieties. It comes with sort of that the red. It comes with the poblano green. And it comes with the habanero. We want to know the name of that sauce. Now, anyone who's listened to this show and has heard Tiki Tim talk before, they're going to know the answer. What is the name of the signature bottled sauce here at Finney's Landing? Think you know the answer to the question? Send us an email right now at onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in gets a Finney's Landing gift card, and we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to finish our eating journey and talk to Tim about something that he's doing with Monterey Bay Seafood, which is, I think, an interesting story to tell. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back. Thanks so much, fellow foodies.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We are broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here. Our beachfront sitting at the Dock of the Bay broadcast here. Our favorite beachfront bar and grill on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. Finney's Landing, come on in. We're having a taste, a tour of the new menu that Chef Tiki Tim Stevens is going to be rolling out again the Monday after Cinco de Mayo. But also want to remind you that the Cinco de Mayo party gets underway this Thursday. We're only 5 days away, and you got the eye of the tiger, Tim. I mean, talk about standing in front of the mirror. He's been getting himself psyched up. He's ready. His team is ready. This is a great menu that you guys have put together. We want to remind all of our listeners, if you think you know the answer to the trivia question, we haven't had a chance to get in front of our laptop to see if anyone's buzzed in yet. But the question is, Tiki Tim at Finney's Landing is widely known for a signature hot sauce that is served not only here at the restaurant, but bottled for all of your enjoyment. And you can buy that at limitless retail outlets across southern Arizona. We want to know the name of the hot sauce. On the menu, live at gmail.com. First person in is going to get a Finney's Landing gift card. Now, during the commercial break, Mike, we actually tried this this gorgeous plate. Now, let me ask you. I respect your palate immensely.
Sounds terrible.
What'd you think?
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I really do. I mean, it's easy to say that, but clearly, when your viewers are looking at this plate that we're eating right here,
right,
you know, they see that it is amazing. I mean, it's really fantastic. The steak's good. The chimichurri, I happen to be a big fan of.
Seriously.
The rice is, you know, rice is rice. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But the meat is really, really good. Again, with the charred pineapple. And the black beans might be close to some of the best black beans I've ever
now,
had.
So he said that about the cocktail, and now you're talking about the black beans.
Well, you know, I'm a big...
And he lives in Albuquerque. He's going to have to come here more often, right, Tim?
When they say, well, you know, when you go to black beans, you never go back. That's exactly what they say.
Yeah. Gorgeous plate, and it really does plate up beautifully, and you actually have a full blistered pepper that you're serving there on the side.
Yep.
And now, have you seen people just picking up that bad boy and throwing it in, or are they... you know, dicing it up and spreading it across the protein. How do you do things? Is there a protocol? Mike just picked it up and just burned that bad boy. Then he goes.
Yeah, and it's warm.
And it's warm. He's
gonna, yeah, you know.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a picture of him actually eating that pepper.
Nothing makes better radio than somebody eating
into the microphone.
All right, here we go. I'm literally taking a picture of you.
Okay, this is fun for everybody.
Yeah, this is going to be. There we go. Yeah, just beautiful.
Is that good?
Tiki Tim. So there's an event happening here in Southern Arizona on June the 4th, and you guys are doing a kickoff party on June the 2nd. And I was intrigued by this story when I first heard about it from our good friend Scott. What's going on?
So I'm not sure if many people know, but we're actually the only restaurant in Tucson that's an official partner with the Monterey Bay Seafood Watch program. If you're not familiar with the Monterey Seafood Watch program, it's an organization that sets standards for sustainable seafood purchasing. They have plenty of information out there in the retail market for, you know, your average retail consumer, and they're trying to get more restaurants involved to change their purchasing habits to make sure that what we're putting on plates isn't going to put our oceans in a deficit. So we've signed on with the program, made some donations, made a commitment to only serve sustainable seafood here in our restaurant. And the Seafood Watch program has three ratings. Green is good. It's super sustainable. Yellow is a good alternative. And red is a void. Right now we have green sourcing across our entire menu. So it's from our cod to our calamari to the salmon. And the coolest thing about it is we're working with a purveyor, Santa Monica Seafood, who's also very well tied in with the Monterey Bay Seafood Watch program. So whenever there's new options for us that are better, like more sustainable, we jump on board and we go with it. Like, for example, we just changed our cod over to a pot-caught cod instead of a long-line cod. So, much better for the environment.
And you're the only restaurant in Southern Arizona that is partnering in this regard.
At the moment, yeah.
Fantastic.
So I'm hoping there's some more chefs and restaurateurs out there that are catching the show right now, because there's a great opportunity here to really make an impact.
And you're doing a big event here on June 2nd, right?
We are, yes. So the Desert Museum is having its World Ocean Night on June 4th, and we're going to have the whole group in here on the 2nd to kind of, you know, promote and party and get people stoked to go out to the Desert Museum on the 4th. And there's going to be the Seafood Watch program is going to be out there. There's going to be a bunch of other local restaurants helping to raise awareness.
I love it. I tell you what, first time you were ever on the show, you said you come into Finney's Landing, one of the first things you're going to be looking for is shrimp. And you were not able to find shrimp on the menu, and it sort of everyone scratched their head. And you remember what you said? If we can't find sustainable shrimp, we're not going to serve it.
Exactly.
This is nice coming full circle now, because you're really now showcasing what sustainable seafood really is all about.
Yeah. And we do have shrimp now.
You do? Yes. Absolutely.
It took two years to get there, nice. But we've got a great, super sustainable shrimp that we serve.
That sounds fantastic. So now, what's your favorite item on the entire menu, Chef?
It's like asking me to choose between my kids.
I understand. And I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to ask you what your favorite
dish is. Oh, I'll do that. Which one's your favorite kids? Child?
It depends what kind of mood I'm in, like, honestly.
The plane's going down, and you have to put the oxygen mask on one of them.
I got
to
grab one of them.
Yeah,
I always default to the burger.
Yeah, Chewbacca?
Yes, right, the Chewbacca burger.
Right on. Nice. That's the way to do it. Anyway, Tiki Tim. Tim Stevens, the executive chef here. He wants you to come visit him and the entire Finney's Landing family. Again, Thursday, Cinco de Mayo, Friday, Saturday, it all goes up. And the big kickoff party for this amazing event is happening on June 2nd. Anyway, Tim, always a lot of fun hanging out with you. And thank you so much. Congratulations on the new menu, which rolls out a week from this Monday.
That's right.
Ish or so.
Yeah.
Tiki, thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.
Mike Cotter, our celebrity co-host, always having fun when we're enjoying a great beverage, a great meal, a wonderful atmosphere, great camaraderie. And I want to have you back as co-host. Maybe you call in from Albuquerque, give us a man on the street segment.
I will do that. I learned something tonight, too, is that apparently cod are easier to catch when they are on pot, right?
Pot cod, that's exactly right. Anyway,
I didn't know that. That's cool.
If you missed any part of the show or whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers, and we will see you.